Hey everyone, it's me, Wynn. Welcome back to the newest episode of my podcast. I'm so sorry for being gone for another month, but I'm back with one of my greatest friends, Sierra. Say something. Oh my god.
Hi, I'm Sierra. People call me Serena, Saria, just a Maria.
Anyway.
Okay. Tell me whatever you want.
Yeah. And anyway. Because both of us worked in McDonald's, so I figured, why don't we talk about McDonald's, you know? Because it was a really great experience, and I can tell all these stories to my kids and scare them away. So, the first question is that, what did you do in McDonald's? Like, what position were you in?
Okay, bitch. So, I joined it and quit it. Meanwhile, while the pandemic was still going on, so none of them seen my face, so they probably wouldn't recognize me, so they probably wouldn't kill me. So I'm gonna expose some secrets and spill some cheese. So yeah, I work at McDonald's in front of the door who ask people to check their temperature, and people just scream at me, but okay. And I work at the soda bar who fill up the drinks if you don't know what is a bar. And I packed your lunch, which means I was the one who put the food on the tray or in the paper bag so you can take it out. Or I worked at the station who like put out the tray for you, and the one who asked for the straws. And that's all I did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did something similar to you. Like, I was the cashier, the drink soda bar girl.
Oh, shit. I did the cashier too. Okay, anyway, keep going.
But yeah, but like, the main job that I had would be the cashier, and it was so challenging. Like, that was the first thing I did when I first got in, and I think it was like the hardest job. Oh my god, like, bruv. And then I was also the girl who like packed your lunch, your dinner together. So it was kind of boring. Like, everything was so repetitive.
But like, I packed your lunch better because like in my McDonald's, the cashier station and the food station is separate. So if you're working at the cashier, so that means you have no friends to talk to, and the lab cashier is broken, so probably no one's gonna be there, and the whole time all you have is the customers who are caring.
Oh yeah. The in my McDonald's, the cashier and the kitchen, they're not separated, and there's no McCafe, which is so sad. But
oh
yeah,
we got one.
Yeah, that's good
that
for
was
you
one time, right? I asked for Americano and they give it for me for free.
That's so good. That's actually awesome, because like I remember asking for lunch without, like, you know, there's like this egg McMuffin and there's like egg, and I hate the egg, so I asked my colleague if she can take the egg away, and she said no.
Why? She hates you?
Girl, it's not your lunch, like, give me my lunch.
I mean, you're saving them egg.
Yeah,
why
exactly
not?
Like, girl, what are you doing? Anyway, if you don't mind me asking, how much per hour do you make?
Oh, 38.
Oh my god, I make $48 per hour.
That's, and the so minimum different wage is $37.5. It's just 50 cents more than the minimum wage. It's so unacceptable. And I say acceptable, offers, which I feel so sorry for myself. I regret the decisions. I shouldn't be working at McDonald's at all. I should have worked at KFC.
Yep. I think it's because, like, the area work in. Because I don't know why the lowest pay for my McDonald's was definitely higher than yours.
Well, I'm working at the lowest, too. So, because I'm new, so there's not a
but
chance
I
for me to get
for
a raise.
The highest. I asked for the highest payment. So they gave me the highest payment because I'm, like, so pretty and stuff.
Girl, you gotta stop lying.
I was
a statistic. Mentally ill.
So rude. It's my podcast. I'm going to kick you out. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
How are your managers like?
I feel like they're constantly high. Sometimes they were kind of rude in some kind of way. Not to me, but like for other male co-workers, colleagues, whatever you call. Like, if you're a girl working at McDonald's, like, they are sexism. So it's better for you to be a girl than a boy. Because if you be a girl, the workload for you is so much lower. You don't gotta work in the kitchen. All you have to do is talk to the customer, and that's all.
So, like, some of our managers, they're chill. But I remember one of my manager and another coworker they were dating. Actually, all the managers and one of the co-workers, they would be dating. And it's so suspicious because one of my managers, he's like 30 something, and he's dating a co-worker who's like 20 or something.
I was like, girl.
That's
what the
hood.
Did it smell like,
yeah. I think they did because I smelled like something really odd back, like behind when I was
were you high
ice.
Then? Were you high then?
No,
I'm not you're constantly high. Like, no matter how much weed you smoke, you still be that high. So,
yeah, true. But like, no, you know, because we were wearing masks, so I can't like directly get it. Yeah. So, but I don't know how weed works because I've never taken weed. Unfortunately,
sus? Cap.
That's not cap. The fuck are you saying?
Oh my god, we don't know about that. We don't know about that. Okay.
Yeah, and another manager, I remember it was time for me to leave. And then another manager and his girlfriend, who's another co-worker, they were arguing in the fitting room. And it was so awkward when I was inside changing my clothes. I was like, girl, what are you doing? Can you take this out? Like, bye. Don't do it in front of me, you know? I was like, girl, oh my god. It's so awkward.
All of my managers in my McDonald's are mostly single or they're married with kids. So there was one manager who was just substituting for another manager because she was having a baby, and that manager was so good. Like, she doesn't give a fuck because probably she's substituting someone, and we literally shout out cussing the whole time, and no one gave a fuck.
Wait,
and
that's actually
as
pretty
long
cool.
As long as no customer are complaining, you can do whatever you want.
Wait. Because, like, whenever I try to steal some cookies to eat, like, you know, like, that strawberry ice cream, there's, like, this cookie.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? I love the cookie, so I keep on, like, trying to take it. But then one time she saw me taking it, and she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, my God. I'm eating. Aren't we, like, cool with this? And she was like, no. Like, I don't know why all the managers and all the coworkers are so strict to me, but then they do the same thing.
But they're literally making banks for the restaurant, and they're being so stingy.
Y'all, like, what are you doing? So, the next part would be, have you ever met any, like, Karens in your restaurant?
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be a long story, but I'm just gonna focus on one story.
Sure.
So, yeah, as I said, I work in front of the door, force people to check their temperature, and that was a freaking Karen. Yeah, she's a really short, old-ass, crusty Karen who was with, like, 1,500 kids, and they were so annoying, and, like,
okay,
I'm a little exaggerating, but, like, she has a lot of kids, and...
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I gotta stop them to temperature for the record, and because the temperature thingy, thermometer, so because they're too short and they're dumb, and they don't know how to use that thermometer. And okay, fine. If you don't know, I can teach you. But then Karen was screaming at me like, "Why aren't you teaching my kids? I mean, girl, you're 65 years old, and those kids are 5 years old. How do you give birth to all these kids? Hello?
Oh my god.
Hey." Anyway, never mind. If you actually gave birth to these kids, then it's your problem, not mine. But why are your kids dumb enough to not know how to use a thermometer? The pandemic has been going on for half a year.
True.
Excuse me? I was mad.
Like, I mean, that would be
most
mad
of the workers
too.
In my McDonald's were scared. They would literally cry. And the manager was scared that I'm going to scream at them because I have a bad temper. Not my problem. I'm bored with that attitude, but... I mean, girl, how do you not know how to use a thermometer? You can ask. Do you have a mask? And she doesn't have a mask, too. How do you get out on the street with no mask?
Ew. Oh, my God.
She's screaming. And the manager can kick her out. Satisfying.
I would be mad, too. I would be mad, too. But, like, I remember something similar happened to me, but it's not about, like, temperature checking. It was a male, white Karen... I mean, nothing against white people, but, like, I feel like I have to say this because, you know, a lot of people from America or the UK, they're protesting about not wearing a mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the customer, he didn't wear a mask. And then we were like, stop, you can't order. You have to wear a mask. And he was like, okay, give me one. And I was like, girl, it's your mother effing responsibility. And then I told him, you either get a mask right now or you leave my restaurant. And then he started calling me the C word, like cunt, bitch, fuck, and all that.
In English?
I was like, yeah, in English. And I was like, girl, please leave. Like, I don't want you here. Like, no one wants you here. You have to be responsible. And I wanted to say, I hope you get COVID, but it was so mean to say that. So I didn't say it.
I would have said it to him. I would be so mad.
But I wouldn't say it because I don't wish death or sickness upon anyone. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I'm going to steal another tea, which is like, I feel bad for that dog. So, because the area of my McDonald's is near to a bunch of hotels, because I don't know why. It's just there's hotels. I don't have a reason for that. So people just gonna bring their dogs around and have a walk, because I mean, it's fancy place. So they think, oh, sure, I'm gonna go into McDonald's and have ice cream. So that man tied his dog to the fence and came into McDonald's, asked for a chocolate sundae, and asked for another cup. And I saw him giving his dog chocolate ice cream. I literally went out and see, where's the dog? And I asked my co-workers, like, do you see the dog? And the dog was gone. And I was like, should I just keep working here? There's a lot of questions on my head.
Oh my god. He fed chocolate to the dog?
I'm pretty sure he did.
That's like poisonous to animals.
Okay, so I'm going to promote a little bit of things. If your dog actually ate chocolates, give him hydrogen peroxide. That's all. Okay. And they're going to throw up in case that happens. So I was getting ready to get a toothpaste to feed the dog, because I don't want the dog to eat chocolate. He's going to die.
Yeah.
I love animals. It hurts when, you know, you're on duty and you cannot do shit about it.
That's so, oh my god, but that's unreasonable. Like, why would you feed chocolate to your own dog?
I don't know, I'm not that man. Educate yourself if you want to get a pet. Jesus Christ. Like, that was...
I'm shocked. So what are your advice to, like, the audience? Like, what should they not order or what should they not do in McDonald's?
Basically, don't eat McDonald's at all.
Yeah, exactly, but like, if you actually want to eat McDonald's, like, some people like to put their fries on the tray. I do not recommend you to do that.
Like, they never clean the tray. All they do is put a paper on it.
Yeah, and
they
sometimes
they sanitize it. They never did that.
Yeah, they use the tablecloth to wipe the trays.
There's fries chunk on the tray, and they're just literally putting it on paper and act like it's clean. It's not, girl.
Yeah, like, don't put your fries on the tray. It's disgusting.
And don't use the tissue from McDonald's. Bring your own.
Yeah, exactly. Bring your own. Don't use it.
The tissue tray has all the chunk and crust here. Crust there. They are literally mold. Mold there. Don't use them.
Yeah,
and
don't
eat
use
ice cream.
Them.
Don't eat ice cream, girl.
Yeah, it's... yeah, no. No.
If you want to get a diarrhea, then you go for it. But I wouldn't recommend it, because I fell on my life and my health. I wouldn't recommend for McDonald's.
Go to market. Okay. Anyway, yeah. And I also think, like, don't drink iced drinks, because they never wash the ice tray. And it's disgusting.
There are literally worms in the ice.
Worms?
And you're just gonna act like, yeah. So there was a new girl who worked in our McDonald's, and she found a ice where has a frozen worms in it, and she just like put it on the floor and kick it aside, and I let nothing happen.
I could never. That's disgusting. Ew.
That's why every container in McDonald's is never washed. All they do is
And I'm pretty sure like they reuse the oil for frying French fries. Like they never
use it. They
use
it for a whole week. Holy.
Yeah, disgusting if you ask me.
So you can see the fries color changing, because the oil is getting old and the fries is getting yellowy. Looks like kind
yellowy.
Of pee though.
Ew, oh my god. But like, I remember one coworker of mine, she spilled Coke into the whole ice tray, so they finally washed it once.
She saved the whole world.
Yeah, she saved the whole world. And it was my first day of work as well. I was like, girl, you did it.
But how often do your restaurant wash the ice cream dispenser?
I think it's like like once per 2 weeks or once a month or something.
It's just unreasonable. It's milk.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm not responsible for that. But I saw, like, the record. It wasn't frequent.
It's just bad. Don't eat ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. And
unless it's a new flavor. Like, if they just switch it to a new flavor, that means they washed it. Or else it will have some residue here. So,
exactly.
Just get exactly the time they change the flavor. Then you'll be safe. Not safe. Yeah. It's just more safer. I cannot say safe. Who's gonna sue me?
So if someone really wants to work at McDonald's, just like how you asked me, like, oh, how do you reply at McDonald's? Like, I told you shouldn't work there at first. And yeah, but I still supported your decision. But, like, would you recommend people to work at McDonald's?
No. If you really love McDonald's, if you live in new territory or those places, don't work at McDonald's. The salary is gonna be so much lower than you work at Hong Kong Island or somewhere else where have rich people.
So if you really wanna work at McDonald's, like, live somewhere in the mid levels. Because I live in, like, Sheung Wan, and I went to the one in mid levels, and it's actually not that bad. Like, the working environment is not as bad as others. If I had to compare, so.
Oh, and yeah. If you really want me to choose a restaurant, choose the one that has the digital touch screen. So, as if you're, like, working at a cashier, you don't need to handle that much customers.
Yeah, that's a good idea as well. That's a good advice. Like, I never thought of that. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, as we finished an episode, thank you guys so much for listening to this. You have no idea how many times we fucking recorded this shit. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, babe.